This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the coronavirus lockdowns cause a rise in depression and suicides among young people. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
In 2020, coronavirus is not the only pandemic that is taking people's lives. Unfortunately, suicide rates have risen drastically, and it's affecting all ages. In the nation of Japan, they have recorded over 2,100 suicides in just the month of October. That's more death from suicide in 1 month than they have had from COVID-19 for the entire year. The strict pandemic measures are being pointed to as the cause for the rising rate of suicide, and Japan hasn't needed as strict of a lockdown when compared to other countries. Suicides among women rose 83% and increased 22% with men. Suicide is on the rise around the world, and according to the CDC, in the United States, 40% of adults say that they have had at least one mental health event. 11% admit that they have seriously considered suicide. That percentage is even higher in the under 24 category. From 18 to 24-year-olds, it is as high as 22.5% having contemplated taking their own lives. In Woodbridge, California, during his online school, an 11-year-old boy turned off his microphone and then his camera. He went and got a gun, aimed it at his head, and pulled the trigger. His sister, who was having her own online Zoom class in a different room of the house, noticed the disturbance and then checked on her brother. She discovered that he attempted to end his life. She told her teacher and a neighbor who helped her call the police, who then arrived around 11 a.m. The 11-year-old male student was rushed to the hospital with his parents. Sadly, he later died from his self-inflicted injuries. Many mental health experts are expressing their concern for the way that the media has dramatically overhyped the severity of the COVID-19 virus. Dr. Daniel Woglenter, a cardiologist, says that the message has been disseminated that this is some terrible infection that's a killer, that everybody is at risk of dying. We know that 99.7% of people that get infected with COVID survive. In times like these, it is important to look to the Bible for wisdom. And in Psalm chapter 42, verse 5, it says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why are you restless within me? Wait for God, for I will again praise Him for the help of His presence, my God." If you are struggling with thoughts of suicide, you aren't alone. Call a friend or a pastor and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.